And a very good afternoon, Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zempelis. Hello, Baz. How are you, mate?
Blackers, yeah. Hi, good afternoon, mate. And on to all of your listeners, however they are choosing to mark this special day, I hope they're having a great day.
Mate, you'd have had a pretty busy day today, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it has been.
Flat out.
We started with the citizenship ceremony at Town Hall, our biggest of the year. Really, a really moving ceremony today. The Governor, obviously coming off the back of his very high acclaim over the last 24 hours also. He gave one of the keynote addresses today and spoke very, very well. We had our Citizen of the Year awards, and then 48, our newest 48 citizens in the city of Perth from 25 different countries, and such a special day for them to become an Australian citizen on our national day. It's it really is. To see the smiles on their faces, Blackett, it's the part of the job that I think I most enjoy, and especially coming from a background where my family once upon a time came from somewhere else, and I know of the struggles that they're going to go through or are going through, but I know the opportunities also. And I do really get a kick out of the citizenship ceremony. So it's been a special day. BIRAC concert not far away from getting underway, Supreme Court Gardens. That's at 2.30, 3 o'clock. And then Langley Park, it all fires up just after 3 o'clock with a big crescendo, which is the City of Light drone and fireworks show from 8.15. So we are all set and ready to go.
Locked and loaded, eh?
We are locked and loaded, and it's interesting. There's been a conversation about, oh, are the fireworks on? Are they not on? And, you know, you, of course, as well as anyone, remember the absolute halcyon days of the commercial broadcast partner, yep. Mix as it was, of course, at the time, and the live soundtrack and people all around the river. The reality is that sort of event of that scale was no longer appropriate, but we also know that lots of people want things to be able to do, to be respectful, of course, on this day, but still be with their families, friends, reflect, respect and celebrate as AusPire so beautifully position it. And so I think we've found a really good middle ground. And I think those that want to come out and celebrate the day with their family and friends can do it. Those that choose to do other things, we completely understand. And at the same time, we haven't run a scale of event that, you know, makes it seem as though it's 1995. And I'm really pleased that we found the right middle ground.
Okay, well, it's good you've got that confidence. That's great. Now, you've also, down there at Langley Park, you've got a food hall on there between 3 and 9 as well, so people will be able to get something to eat and enjoy the entertainment.
You'd love this. 41 different food trucks, if you don't mind. 41. And I'm down at Langley Park right now. They've started the sizzle. It's on, and you can smell all the different flavours. The Terrace Road residents, they're on their balconies. They're getting very excited. They've got the best seat in the house. Lovely sea breeze in, so it's not too warm. There's lots of shade and shelter, and lots of sort of outdoor furniture where people can come and sit as a family, have something to eat, and then go and find a spot even closer to the river again. I tell you what people will really love this time, the drones, because it's a fireworks, then into drones, then into fireworks to finish. Yes. It still goes for about 30 minutes, but the drones take off from an area right in the middle of Langley Park, and everyone can get around them. They're fenced off, but not a high fence. So people will be able to see the drones land and take off, and I think they will absolutely get a huge kick out of that.
Yeah, that'll be pretty special, actually. So, and then the fireworks. So the whole thing goes for about 30 minutes, and that sort of starts off at...
Not much different to what it used to be, albeit a different configuration. It's closer to Langley Park, and we've said to everybody, the best place to see the show and the best place to hear the soundtrack that accompanies it is at Langley Park. So it's a Langley Park event now. It's not an all-of-city, all-of-Swan River circumference event. It's a Langley Park event, but Langley Park is huge
and can
fit thousands and thousands of people, and we're expecting a massive crowd.
Mate, we've had an email here from Jason in Bunbury, and he's wondering if they're going to be streaming the fireworks and the drone show this year. Is he going to be able to watch it anywhere, or for people?
It's a very good point, and I'm saying this off the top of my head, but I remember being in a conversation. I'm pretty sure it is being streamed live on the City of Perth Facebook page. I'll double check that and let your producer know.
All right, mate, that'll be good. So, you're getting excited down there. Have you got any more sort of official sort of things going on there for yourself tonight, or are you just going to kick back with the family and enjoy yourself?
you know, I mean, it's not possible to go to an event and not make a speech. So there'll be a little speech in there somewhere. But it is a family show now. My family are joining me, and I'm very excited about that. And I've got to say, I just drove through the city to get down to Langley Park.
Yep.
And lots of people with their barbecues, with their deck chairs, making their way down already. So I'm really anticipating a great crowd, the right size crowd, the right style of event, appropriate for the times that we are in, and still a great celebratory event for those who wish to mark the day in the appropriate manner.
All right. And I think we all hope that the drones are all going to stay in the air this time. And I'm sure they
will. You and me both. You and me both.
Did you ever get it? Did they ever get any of those back out of the water?
No. I asked the contractors, the providers. Yeah. They're not the City of Perth drones, obviously. Yeah, we hire a company who does that.
Oh, yeah.
And 92% of them, they got back.
Oh, that's okay. That's not too bad. Okay, let's just run through it quickly. The entertainment zone there at Langley Park, 3 till 9 p.m. There's also the food hall, 3 till 9 p.m. How many food trucks did you say? 41.
41. There's carnival rides as well, so there's lots to do for the kids between now and the start of the light show. So there's heaps to do. And the Birrat concert at Supreme Court Gardens, which is an annual feature of City of Perth Australia Day events. That's the brilliant cultural and musical entertainment put on by our Aboriginal performers for our Aboriginal supporters, but for everybody, and just as it should be on this day, side by side, step by step together.
And as you say, Supreme Court Gardens between 3 and 7.30pm, and the City of Light show, that's from 8pm, featuring the fireworks and the drone show. Basil, let's keep our fingers crossed everything goes to plan. Good on you, mate. Take it easy.
Good on you. Yeah, good on you, Black. It's great to chat. And to everybody, whatever it is you're doing today, I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's a very, very special day, and the weather is magnificent. Hope to see you down at Langley Park.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Lord Mayor Basil Zempler, 16 after 2.